Happy holidays and welcome to Every Day's a Holiday. I'm Irish.
Hi. Whoa. I'm Megan.
And I'm Gavin.
Oh my gosh, what's happening? I wasn't prepped for this. Nobody warned me. I didn't know we were doing our origins.
Sorry, it's St. Patrick's Day this week, so I figured I'd just throw a little curveball in there.
Wow.
I mean, technically I wasn't born in Ireland, but I am Irish descent. Irish American, I guess that's maybe so.
I'm Irish too.
Well then we just start over. I was like, happy holidays and welcome to Every Day's a Holiday. I'm Irish American.
I'm very shook right now. I am shook. But I'm also very impressed at your creativity there.
Well, thank you.
Respect.
We are here to celebrate with you as we are every week. March 12th through March 18th is what we're going to be talking about this week, the middle week of the month of March. Mm-hmm. And like I said, St. Patrick's Day is on the horizon. We're wearing green, or we're getting pinched. That's St. Patrick's Day, right? That's with the pinching thing?
Yes, because if you don't wear green, people get to pinch you.
Not sure where that tradition came from, but we will talk about some traditions for St. Patrick's Day. And you should follow our weekly tradition and check us out on Every Day's a Holiday on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast. You don't have to do it weekly, but you can subscribe once to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, or Stitcher. Mm-hmm. And that way, every week, you get a new episode. Look for us in your inbox there. And other than that, we are going to get to the celebrating.
Get to the celebrating.
Wow. That was the name of a famous movie back in the black and white days, right? And get to the celebrating.
Get to the celebrating. You know, you're asking me a question that I don't know the answer to.
It wasn't. I don't think that was actually
the Did you make that up?
Yeah.
You're throwing all sorts of like curveballs this time. I'm going to be tweaking this whole episode. I'm not going to know what to expect at every turn.
Just like an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Oh, so true though. Yay, Alfred Hitchcock. How convenient, because March 12th is National Alfred Hitchcock Day. Good old Alf.
I love Fred's movies.
Oh, yeah, I guess your nickname is better than mine. Fred Alf. I thought like Alf. Alfie. Alfie's a good one. Okay, but anyway, so today, not really sure like why they picked this day. There wasn't a specific reason why they picked this day, but the holiday is created to celebrate Alfred Hitchcock, who he began making movies in 1921, and then he made his last film in 1976, and his last film was Family Plot. He made his cinematic style fit into psychological thrillers and suspense movies.
Yeah, the best. Some of the best.
Also, I thought this was cool. He created and hosted a television series called Alfred Hitchcock Presents. So not only did he make movies, he also started up a little TV series. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, one of the really cool things about, one of the cool unique things about his movies are Alfie played a cameo role in almost all of his movies.
Yeah.
In most of his movies.
Sometimes you'd even just see his shadow in them.
Yeah. You know, that's so cool. Do you have a favorite Alfred Hitchcock movie?
I don't know if I have just one. There's so many good ones. One of my all-time favorites is the movie Rear Window, where Jimmy Stewart has a broken leg, and so he sits out on his balcony or whatever while he's waiting for his leg to heal, and he is looking across he's like in a little apartment complex, and you can see all the windows of all the houses across the thing, and so he's watching all the people, and for most of it it's just sort of like, oh, Mrs. Johnson is, you know, she's just won't let that dog in, and the dog keeps barking and, you know, peeing on the carpet or whatever, and it's just sort of like what do you call it? Like observational humor and things about different, you know, the one girl that's a dancer in apartments 3C, and she has different guys that she keeps having come in, and, you know, then she breaks up with the one, then she gets back with him and all this. But then there's one married couple that there's all these weird things happening, and he starts to become convinced that the man killed his wife and then buried her out in the garden, and then the dog ends up dead, and he thinks that the dog was killed because the dog was going to dig up the body of the woman. And then his girlfriend is there and, like, trying to talk him out of, you know, well, you're just seeing things, you're just imagining things, whatever. But eventually she starts to believe it too.
Oh, wow.
So that's a really good one.
Definitely have not seen that one.
Then there's The Birds.
Yes. There's
Vertigo. That's one of my other favorites, Vertigo.
Yeah, we had to watch The Birds in, it was my freshman year English class. And that was an interesting movie.
My dad hates The Birds.
Yeah.
He hates birds, but he hates the movie. I don't think he could make it all the way through it.
It was definitely an interesting one. We all walked out of that classroom like, what did we just watch? And then it is terrifying. All those birds.
Yeah.
So that's probably the only one that I've seen, honestly, of his movies. I don't like scary movies or suspense movies. I'm a rom-com fan.
Yeah.
But another little fun fact about Alfred is he never won an Oscar in the Best Director category.
Wow, so, he didn't?
No, he didn't.
Even though he's considered one of the best directors. Crazy.
It is crazy.
Just goes to show you the Academy doesn't know what they're talking about.
True, though. I mean, no offense to the Academy. I'm sure that there's a lot of great people involved. But on this one, you would have thought that Alfred would have won some kind of something because he made a lot of weird movies.
The only way that we can think to describe it is probably just bad luck, you know, because a lot of those are kind of, you know, it depends on what movies you're up against that year.
Very true.
And, well, speaking of that, he had some bad luck. And the next day is all about bad luck. Were you done talking about Alfred Hitchcock? Can I transition that way?
Oh, yeah. Transition out of here.
Transition out of.
Out of here.
That's what I'm going to call myself, the transition out of.
Transition out of.
So March 13th is National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day. And I think it's interesting. First of all, okay, so this sort of goes against what you think you should do, because ever since we've been little, you've been told that opening an umbrella indoors was bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think it's funny that this holiday is celebrated on March 13th, which this year is a Tuesday, but it's the 13th of the month. So eventually it'll fall on a Friday, and then it'll be Friday the 13th and also National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day, which is really funny.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. That's a lot of bad luck, though. Makes me nervous.
A lot of bad luck. Well, why is it bad luck, though? That's the question. I don't know if this holiday is supposed to, like, celebrate that tradition or sort of mock the tradition or why we're celebrating this on this day. But there are several reasons that people believe as to why opening an umbrella indoors would be bad luck. So you ready for these?
Yes, I'm curious.
Okay, the first thought, now these are just theories, but the first thought is that it dates all the way back to ancient Egypt. And the idea was that back in Egypt, you didn't use it so much. You didn't use umbrellas to protect from the rain. You only used it to protect from the sun, right?
Uh-huh.
And so if you open an umbrella indoors, you weren't actually using it to protect from the sun because the sun wouldn't be reaching you indoors. And so it would be an insult to the sun god Ra. And so he would be unhappy with you because you opened that umbrella, but there's no sun. So he would put a curse or bad luck on you because of that.
Wow. That's a lot more intense than what I was expecting, not gonna lie.
What were you thinking? What were you expecting?
I just thought maybe, I don't know, like, it's like nature and rains outside. And so if you open that umbrella inside, it's going to rain on you indoors.
Raining indoors would be really bad luck. The other possible theory about why opening an umbrella indoors would be bad luck is that early modern umbrellas in the, you know, the more recent age were made of hard metal spokes and spring triggers. So when you push that button to open the umbrella, it would, you know, and it had really hard things so it could knock a vase over or a lamp or, you know, your daughter's coming into the room and you hit that umbrella and it pokes her in the eye. So it could really be bad luck. Just the fact of opening the umbrella would cause things to happen in the room.
Oh, that makes sense.
So some people think that's why it's considered bad luck.
Yeah, that definitely makes, I can see that one. That one makes sense. I can go more with that one. The first one was a little too much for me.
Yeah. There are some other interesting umbrella superstition tidbits, which I didn't know that there was so many of these that you could come up with its own category. But some people think that the superstition of not opening an umbrella indoors has some caveats. There are exceptions to it.
Hmm.
And basically their ideas, they say that opening an umbrella indoors is fine. It's allowed. It's not going to give you any problems unless the umbrella is black. The umbrella was a gift. The umbrella has never been used outside. So if it's a new umbrella, or if there's a sick person in the house. So I couldn't open an umbrella inside the house right now because Lily is sick in the other room and it would be bad luck.
Aww. Yeah.
But if you had an umbrella that you had used before outside that you bought for yourself that was white or polka dots or I don't know, whatever color, pink, you could open it up and there wouldn't be any bad luck.
Huh. Wow. These are a lot of rules that I didn't expect. A lot of rules.
And going on even further, there's more superstitious umbrella rules. Not superstitious umbrellas, but rules about superstitious umbrellas. Rules for, am I saying that right?
Superstitious?
Superstitious.
The writing's on the wall. Yeah.
Okay, so it was weird because in the last one, it said it would be bad luck if you opened a gifted umbrella inside the house. But this says that giving a gift as an umbrella, or giving an umbrella as a gift, is actually in itself bad luck.
Really? But
so don't ever buy an umbrella for somebody to give as a gift.
Oh, that's sad because, like, what if,
Nope, you just have to buy your own umbrellas.
What if it's raining and someone needs an umbrella? Can I not buy them an umbrella?
You could, but one of you is going to have bad luck.
Well, I mean, you already have some bad luck because it's raining and you don't have an umbrella. So,
you'd be giving the umbrella and then you'd have bad luck.
Oh, so then I have bad luck, but that person's luck changes?
Yeah, because now they have an umbrella.
Hmm. Might be worth it.
Also, you're not supposed to put umbrellas on a table or a bed. You're always supposed to lean it up against the wall or hang it on a hook, or else that's bad luck.
Wow.
And the last one, which I thought was so weird, and I can't figure this one out. It says, if you drop an umbrella, it's bad luck for you to bend down and pick it up. You're supposed to ask someone, hey, Megan, could you come over to my house? I just dropped this umbrella. Can you bend down and pick it up for me? Otherwise, it's bad luck.
That sounds...
Yeah, no, I'm not. No, I'm not actually asking you to come over to my house right now and pick up this umbrella that I just dropped.
Oh, thank goodness, because I can...
I'm just saying, as a general rule, that kind of idea.
All these umbrella rules sound very, like, selfish. Don't give a gift. Like, hey, pick up
my umbrella for me.
Make people do stuff for you.
Don't put them on the table? That's not a selfish rule.
Yeah, I mean, that one's an okay one. But, like, all the others, it's like, wow. Do it yourself.
Do it yourself?
Like, I mean, pick up someone else's umbrella. Oh, I don't know.
That would be the thing. You're supposed to pick them up. Pick up somebody else's because it would be bad luck if you didn't.
This is all just, I'm still probably going to just keep living my life the way I've been living it. opening umbrellas wherever. And
you open your umbrellas inside?
I have before, but then I catch myself and I'm like, ooh, that was kind of dumb. Because now how do I walk through the door?
And moving forward from Umbrella Day, what are we going to talk about next, Megan?
Neil, we're going to talk about rainbows and sunshine and butterflies. That was all a lie. Oh, two truths and a lie. Nope. One truth. Wait, and two a lies li- and a truth. Yeah, one truth and two lies. Which ones but were two, they?
Two lies and a truth. That sounds better.
That does. Yeah, you should take over the marketing of this one.
It's Two Lies and a Truth Day, brought to you by Megan.
So which one? What are they, Gavin?
Butterflies.
Oh, good job. You cheated, but I'll take it.
But or fly?
But oh gosh, butterfly. Oh gosh. Okay, so March 14th is Learn About Butterflies Day. So I did not find the origin of this holiday, but I did find some really cool butterfly facts.
Butterfly.
Butterfly facts.
Don't know why I've been doing that, but
so one fact is there are more than 20,000 types of butterflies worldwide. Whoa.
Who counted those?
Gavin, don't ask questions.
I just imagine the guy and he like goes to the butterfly garden, he's like, let's see, 1, 2, 3. Is that the same one as the other one that I just
Scientists document that kind of stuff. I don't know.
But somebody had to just start in the garden and be like tallying them.
And you
16,
know.
16, 17. Wait, I lost track. Oh, darn it. Gotta start over.
There's just so much documentation. I don't know how everything goes into it, but there's 20,000. I have a question
that you may not know. So when butterflies get like preserved to put in a, you know, like they have the rooms where they've been like mummified or whatever, and you just have hundreds of butterflies in jars or whatever.
Yeah.
Do they stay the same color? Do they lose their color or do they keep their patterns?
I believe they keep their color, but it kind of fades a little.
Oh, that's sad.
Isn't it though?
But I mean, at least it keeps its color a little bit.
But yeah, I don't think it loses it completely, but yeah, so that was one butterfly fact. Let's hit some other ones. So their wingspans can range from 0.5 inch to 11 inches. Okay. Butterflies in their adult stage can live from a week to nearly a year, depending on the species. Mm-hmm. Many butterflies migrate over long distances. So, for example, the monarch butterfly will migrate from Mexico to the northern USA and even go as far as southern Canada. So that's 2,500 to 3,000 miles. Wow. Wow. Can you believe that?
No, that's crazy.
The butterflies are like, we're done with this southern living. Time to head north. And they do. They do head north. Another good thing to remember today, as we talk about the butterflies, is that they actually need our help to survive because they rely on flowers and other natural sources for survival. So we kind of can assist in that by planting more flowers or taking care of the flowers we have. And that will in turn help the butterflies to keep their home nice and homey.
I like that.
So that's all I got for Butterfly Day. Take care of the butterflies. Butterflies.
Well, I don't know how to transition to this holiday, Megan. I don't know how to do this thing instead of just did two lies and a truth.
Yeah.
So by calling you a liar, kind of, I can transition to my next holiday, which is Everything You Think Is Wrong Day.
Wow. That's
March 15th, Megan. We're going to call into question everything that you know and everything that you think, because everything you think is wrong.
That is like shots fired
beyond belief. So this holiday doesn't really have much history to it that I know of, but there are two ways to interpret this. So first is just to recognize that people have bad days every once in a while.
True.
So, you know, you just have those days where no matter what you think is going to happen, something else happens.
Mm-hmm.
You miss the bus, your car has a flat tire, it's raining, you don't have an umbrella, and nobody decides to give you one because it's bad luck to give a gift of an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a bike, you know, like just nothing works. Those days are going to happen. It's okay. Just write it out and have a little bit of a sense of humor, because obviously the person who created this holiday had a really bad day and they're just like, you know what? I can make something good out of this.
Hmm. Yeah.
The second thing to think about on this holiday is more just like, you know, you don't know everything. Not you specifically, Megan, but you don't know anything. Everything. You don't know anything. Sorry, that was a little rude. You don't
know anything.
You don't know everything. I don't know everything. There's nobody that knows everything and is right 100% of the time. You know, I think as human beings, we tend to think of ourselves as like the stars of our own movie. Like we're going through our day and everybody that interacts with us is like a secondary character, but we're the most important.
Ooh.
And our boss who's hard on us is like the bad guy that we've got to defeat, you know, or whatever thing we're dealing with at the moment is like, well, it's got to work out for the hero because the hero is me and whatever.
That's like sad.
Well, not if you get to live your life like you're the hero.
Yeah, but like not everything's about, you know, there's a bigger picture.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we have to realize that. And, you know, that thought process also extends into our own thought process. We know what's best for us. We know what's best for other people. How many times have you talked to somebody about a friend or a family member and you're like, well, yeah, you know, they've been having problems. They've been doing this. They've been doing that. And then, you know, I really think they need to go and get help. They need to go, you know, do this. They need to lose weight. They need to exercise more. They need to eat out more or change their budget or whatever they're, you know, but you know what's best for them. I really just think they need to do that. And if they do that, then they'd take care of themselves. But how do we know what is best for other people, or even in a lot of cases, what's best for ourselves? We don't know, you know, like we do things that don't work out for us.
Wow.
And so we just need to realize that.
That's deep. That
you're not always right. So you don't know everything. Think about how little you know about the world and everything in it.
You know, that's actually pretty deep. That's really good, because we like to give advice to people a lot without first trying to understand what they need or want or anything. We like to tell people what they can do instead of trying to understand and just love them.
Yeah. And speaking of advice that people didn't follow, today is also the Ides of March. Do you know what the Ides of March are?
Yes.
Yes.
When Caesar went down.
Yeah. And the famous phrase from it, actually, the Ides of March became more famous because of the Shakespeare play Julius Caesar, named after Julius Caesar. In the play, a soothsayer, like a fortune teller, tells Caesar to beware the Ides of March.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he's saying, look out for, you're going to die on, or he doesn't say exactly that you're going to die, but he says that there's danger in the Ides of March. Now, the Ides of March is not just like one particular holiday or whatever. There's an interesting thing. In the Roman calendar, before we went to our Julian calendar, every month of the year was, well, it was either 30 or 31 days, kind of like we have now, but they were only 10 months. And the winter was not included on the calendar. So there were just 61 days at the end of the year that was just like not included.
What?
Yeah, it was just like not, it was just like extra days. It was the winter. So they weren't in any given month. But every month has three important days. The first of the month was called the Calends. That was the new moon, when there's not really any moon in the sky. The nones was the half moon, which would be the 5th or the 7th, depending on the month. And then the Ides of March was when it was the full moon. So that would be either the 15th of the month, the 15th of the month, or the 13th of the month, if it's a 30 calendar day. Day 30-day calendar month.
Wow. Interesting.
So when we say the Ides of March, basically we're talking about the full moon at the beginning of the year, the first full moon, because March was the first month of the Roman calendar.
Wow.
So a lot of calendar talk, and we can celebrate the Ides of March there, and then we can go on March 16th and get some sleep.
Yes.
Just like Julius Caesar got lots of sleep after the Ides of March.
Too far. Too soon.
He's too a little soon. Bit. It's been enough time, I think. If Shakespeare can write a whole play about him being dead, then I think I can make that joke.
That was a good one. That was actually pretty solid, though. So March 16th is World Sleep Day. It is an annual event. It's meant to raise awareness of sleep disorders. So it was really cool. I found that sleep professionals all over the world have created this holiday so that people can better understand sleep conditions like sleep apnea, which is something my dad has. He has to use like a breathing machine every night.
A bed.
What?
He has to use a bed every night.
He has to use a bed. Yes. Yes. That is one thing that helps. But most sleep disorders are actually preventable. You just have to put in the effort. So some of the benefits of a good night's sleep are you'll experience lower rates of high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and other chronic illnesses. And then, of course, like you need to have a balanced diet and exercise and all that good stuff. But people like discredit sleep all the time, and they'll, you know, want to work all day and then hang out with friends. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have like eat healthy and work out and I'll be super fit. But then they don't get that quality sleep where in your sleep, your body like repairs itself and your muscles like repair and kind of like renew those little things that need renewing. So go to bed.
So you're saying sleep is important?
Sleep is super important. And there is, there's certain people in the world who can sleep for 5 hours a night and wake up and be refreshed. And that's like their sleep cycle goes a certain way that they can handle just 5 hours of sleep. And there's other people that have to get, you know, 8 hours or else they're just not even going to function. So everybody's different. And that's why it's important to find out what your sleep cycle is exactly and how many hours you need.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm leaving. I got to go to bed. Now.
Oh, I got to go to sleep. Well, that's.
So, because I need sleep, because you said it's so important. So I better go get some sleep.
Wow. Did not see this one coming.
Yeah, all these twists and turns in this episode. Speaking of twisting and turning while we're sleeping, and we're going to bring it all right back to March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day.
Finally!
The green is everywhere. The green is real.
The green is real. We've made it.
So St. Patrick's Day celebrates the life of St. Patrick. Go figure. He was the patron saint and national apostle of Ireland. It has been an Irish tradition for over 1,000 years. And interestingly, it's during the middle of Lent, right? It's always between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. So typically you're not allowed to eat meat during Lent. But in Irish tradition, on St. Patrick's Day, you are allowed to eat meat. And so people would get together to dance, drink, and eat Irish bacon and cabbage.
Wow. And
interestingly, March 17th is not the birthday of St. Patrick's. It's actually the day that he died.
So, oh, that got sad real fast.
But no, but it's good because he was sort of a missionary and priest that went to Ireland and taught a lot of people sort of, he wanted to convert the pagans. So he went to Ireland and he taught all these people about Christianity, and he kind of drove out the Druids, who were like these wizard people or thought they were wizards in Ireland. And one legend even says that he used the three-leaf clover as a description for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the three shapes of the Trinity. You know, they're one person, but they're three different people, just like the leaf of the three-leaf clover. Another interesting fact about St. Patrick's Day is that the first St. Patrick's Day parade ever held was in 1762, and it was held in New York City.
Oh.
So even though this is an Irish holiday, that sort of an Irish festival that a lot of Christians in Ireland would, you know, celebrate or whatever, it became more of a secular holiday outside of Ireland, and in Irish people that had moved outside or to America or to Canada or places like that.
Wow. Interesting.
So. And every week we like to come up with a tradition that we celebrate in one of these holidays. This week is the tradition of the Chicago River being dyed green for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's been going on since 1962.
That's something that I would like to see. And
I have seen it.
Really?
It's weird. It's weird, yeah.
Oh, I want to see it.
It seems like I'm always up there St. Patrick's Day. It's right around spring break. But this year I won't be. Last year I was. This year I won't be.
Well, maybe someday again you can go back.
Yeah, maybe someday you can go and see the Green River. Green River.
Oh, and I knew there was going to be a song eventually. We're back.
I'm trying to keep myself from going to sleep because I'm tired. So I'm singing to keep awake.
Oh, we got to stay awake. We've got to stay pumped. Keep going, because we only have one more. There's one more day this week, and that's going to be March 18th, which is National Biodiesel Day. Kind of makes me giggle.
National Biodiesel Day.
Yes, celebrating biodiesel, which is a cleaner burning, petroleum-free alternative to diesel. It can be made from animal fat, vegetable oil, and recycled cooking oil. So that's pretty cool. It's actually America's first advanced biofuel, and it's kind of getting more and more popular. So today is National Biodiesel Day because it's the birthday of Rudolph Diesel.
Is that his name? His last name is Diesel?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rudolph Diesel. And he invented the diesel engine, and he actually unveiled it at the World Fair in 1990. So the engine that he...
1990.
Oops, dyslexia kicked in there. And he actually unveiled it at the World Fair in 1900.
You just tried to make me older than the diesel engine.
Oopsie. But yeah, and the original engine was actually designed to run on peanut oil because Rudolph was a big supporter of plant oils and how it could affect America's fueling industry.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Isn't it though? Isn't it?
It is.
It is super cool. So today's a day where we celebrate more focus on the biodiesel and how that's impacted the economy and helped create green jobs and improve the environment. So yay, biodiesel. We are ending the week on some green. On some green.
Get it? Because it's St. Patrick's Day week, so we're ending with some green.
Well, would you look at that?
I'm so proud.
I am shook. Very, very impressed right now. So that's all we got.
We will wrap up this week and next week. There's more things to celebrate, as there always is. It never ends. The celebrations do not stop just because St. Patrick's Day is behind us. There are holidays next week like National Chocolate Caramel Day. Sounds good. Mm. National California Strawberry Day. Sounds good if it's covered in chocolate caramel. Mm-hmm. And also Near Miss Day, which you do not want to miss. So we'll be back next week. Tune in to us on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and Stitcher. I'm Irish, and this is your co-host. What did you say your name was at the beginning of the...
I just used American Irish.
I'm sorry.
No, that was you again.
I'm American Irish, and this is my co-host, Megan. And we'll be back to celebrate with you next week. It's a jolly holiday.